Welcome to AI and Marketing.
The news selection is curated by me, Stan Bertolut, and the episode production is automated and read by AI.
Today is Friday, April 12th. Here is what we are covering. Surprisingly, San Francisco's train system continues to use technology from a bygone era in the form of floppy disks, an approach that's not set for a change anytime soon. While many might be caught off guard, it's confirmed that the city's municipal rail system, also known as Muni, relies on this outdated storage medium for daily operations. There's a complete system revamp on the horizon. But despite a projected completion year of 2025, even this updated system will still incorporate the humble floppy. Apple has issued a stark warning to millions of its users in 92 countries regarding the risk of mercenary spyware attacks. The tech giant has urged customers to update their devices to the latest software to protect against this sophisticated surveillance software, believed to be the work of NSO Group. Apple's preventative measures suggest a new era of cyber warfare, highlighting the need for robust security measures across the digital landscape. Big tech firms, including Meta and Intel, are developing custom chips to supercharge artificial intelligence AI efficiency and reduce costs. The move towards custom chips could reduce AI costs significantly for businesses, with experts suggesting that these chips could also boost commercial AI applications. As competition intensifies in the rapidly expanding AI chip market, companies such as Apple are also beginning to incorporate AI-specific processors into their products, marking a significant shift in the industry. The top nonfiction book on the New York Times bestseller list, The Anxious Generation by Jonathan Haidt, suggests the use of smartphones and social media are responsible for a growing mental health crisis in teens. However, a collection of researchers, including psychology professor Candace L. Odgers, are challenging this central thesis, claiming the evidence doesn't support such assertions. The debate now revolves around whether the evidence better supports the claims of a measurable impact of technology on mental health, or whether other factors are being overlooked in this analysis. Taylor Swift fans rejoice as her tunes return to TikTok, the social media platform where users can express themselves through short video clips. The timing significantly coincides with the release of Swift's much-anticipated new album. This return brings a whirlwind of excitement for Swifties worldwide as they can once again lip-sync, dance, and express their creativity through Swift's globally cherished discography. In recent tech news, former Google DeepMind researchers have unveiled Udio, an AI-powered music creation app. This innovative app that translates text into music poses competition to existing apps, Suno V3 and Stable Audio 2.0, in the swiftly expanding field of text-to-music generation. In recent years, TikTok's rapid popularity has accelerated, fueled by its short, genuine, unfiltered video content. As brands increasingly tap creators for their marketing strategies, reports suggest that 61% of consumers trust recommendations from content creators about products or brands, compared to 38% who trust branded social media content. While much of the potent creator content remains confined within social media, platforms like Illumin and Spaceback are unlocking opportunities to leverage it outside social media parameters, demonstrating a future of advertising that seamlessly integrates creator content beyond social media platforms for greater authenticity, engagement, and reach.
I hope you've enjoyed this episode of AI in Marketing. If you want to learn more about these stories, check out the episode's note. If you want to learn about the many usage of podcast automation, or if you too want to produce your own AI-generated short-form podcast, contact us at nitromarketing.com. That's nitromarketing.com. And be sure to subscribe to this show on your favorite podcast platform so you never miss an episode. See you tomorrow for more AI, marketing, and tech news.